right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that's pre-recorded, but yet somehow still live from the lair. All right, now this is a Sword Room video. I got an email from a guy seeking advice. His name is Watson. I'm not going to give his email address or name. He wants to remain somewhat nameless. So this is what we got going on. Basically, he says he's 42 years old, been divorced for 15 plus years. So that tells me he doesn't really remember when that took place, but it's been about a decade and a half. I married a so-called Reformed Party girl. All right, that's a whore. That's a 304 whore. Yes, if you're with a woman that used to be a party girl or used to go to the bar and party all the time, she's ran through already, chances are you're not going to be able to stay in a long-term relationship or marriage or mirage. You're going to get swapped out probably around the 7-year mark or earlier. That's just the way it is. There's a bunch of studies out there that talk about this. So, gentlemen, please pay attention. This could be you in a very few short years.
Are you sick of seeing feminist prudes playing pew princess in the church? Have you met your share of washed-up whisker biscuits running to Christianity after no one bought their OnlyFans? Fact is, there are way too many men getting duped into sexless marriages by sociopathic slurs who only want salvation from their bad decisions. If you are sick of posers abusing godly men, check out Aaron Clary's newest essay, I Don't Want a Threesome with Jesus. Available now for $15.95 in paperback or half off on Kindle. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the Meat Gazer box.
Most of the women out there, they're already coming pre-extremely fucked. Sometimes they have 1, 2, 3 kids in tow by 1, 2, 3 different baby daddies. Listen, don't try to mend a heart you didn't break, and don't raise a child you did not make. Okay, she said and did all of the right things and fooled me. It didn't help that she was extremely beautiful, dick thinking, I get it. And we had 2 children in rapid succession. Now, it doesn't really talk about if one was a boy or a girl or both girls, both. Well, he does say one is a daughter, so I don't know if the other one's a man or a woman. It didn't say. But he's focusing on his oldest, which is the daughter. Shortly after the second child was born, she went back to partying again.
Shocking. That is shocking.
So once they get a taste for this, they're never going to untaste it. All right. I can guarantee you. Even if, she was a party girl and she was single and all of a sudden she's 45 and then she says, I've changed my ways, blah, blah, blah. Don't fall for that bullshit. Gentlemen, it is not a good thing. Okay, I went to court many times to try to get custody of my kids, but it was all in vain. I burned through tens of thousands of dollars, but did not win. Which, it's very common. But when you look at the statistics, it is crazy how much women get away with the bullshit that they do. And they literally get a free pass, in the courts. I mean, I've talked to guys who haven't seen their kids in 5, 6, 7, 8 years because the mother just decides, you're not seeing them. And they go to court, nothing happens. There's no laws on the books to punish these bitches.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Obviously, she's talking about the ex-wife here. She finally made sexual allegations. And I was warned by the sheriff to stop fighting or I would get arrested for said allegations. All right, which is very common. Women do this all the time, especially when they drive the father off. which I've seen myself, you know, in the courts when I was, you know, doing my own research. And I've talked to probably hundreds of guys who've been driven off out of their kids' lives because of bullshit like this. I think her brother pulled some strings to make this happen. He works for the DEA.
That's disgusting!
All right, so he's federal law enforcement. This is a local sheriff. But let's just be honest. You know, if you have the badge in any capacity, you can literally get on the phone, call other guys in the world or in the country that work in the law enforcement field, federal, state, county, what have you, and they will fuck your life up. So he was given a choice here. Stop fighting for your kids or you're going to get arrested and have to be tried for sexual allegations, which I'm going to be honest, most of the counties out there, if you get if these allegations come up and you're charged, you almost never win because they literally postpone it until you run out of money and either you take a plea deal or you go to trial without a lawyer. Or you get a public defender who doesn't give two shits. This exact same thing has taken place with Mercedes Carrera, who's literally been in jail for almost a decade and never had a trial yet. They've postponed it like 15, 16 goddamn times. And I've seen the same thing done. I've talked to guys that this has happened to. And we had a guy here in Michigan that had to take a plea deal, and he wound up getting killed in prison.
The next time you're mad at a woman, just remember, she's probably retarded.
If you get accused of these type of things and you're innocent, my advice, do what you have to do to not get arrested. I'm not going to put any more details in that, but the system is so one-sided that you might have no other choice. So I'm just putting that out there. My daughter reached out to me last year to have me in her wedding. I'm sure he was elated when this happened. All right. I almost guarantee you. In fact, I've read the letter already that this revolves around some type of financial contribution. In my opinion, with all the guys I've talked to, when men are alienated from their daughters, typically the daughters come around later on because they want something. It's not because they want to, you know, rekindle the relationship with their fathers. Either they want inheritance, they want some debt paid, college paid for, or what have you. In this case, she wanted money for a so-called wedding. All right, so she wanted me to contribute over $12,000, and I was kept out of the planning, all of the showers, like the baby showers, the wedding showers, what have you. That's typically like women shit. But I know there's a lot of fathers out there who want to show up to those things, give presents, money, what have you. And I get it. I found out that she wanted her stepfather to give her away.
Sheer fucking hubris.
I was beyond hurt by this. And needless to say, I did not cut the check. Good for you. Everyone attacked me for this, including my own mother. All right, this wasn't actually said in the letter. But the fact that his mother is mad at him, obviously she was still in contact with his ex-wife and those kids, and he probably never knew it. That is a huge betrayal. You know, my mother did similar stuff as well. Not this bad, but she flirted with the line quite a few times. This was a bridge too far for me. I haven't spoken to my daughter or my mother since. How do I get over this? Am I wrong for feeling this way? I have been depressed since my divorce, and this has pushed me into the depths of despair that I have never experienced in my life this far. Could you please give me any techniques I can use to get through this? Get over it or forget it so I can get on with my life. Okay,
Buckle up, bonehead, because you're going for a ride.
Watson, you learned a fucking horrible lesson here. And this is the worst lesson a man can actually be taught in this lifetime. And this is simply, when you realize that you meant absolutely nothing to those who meant the world to you, that is the harshest, most brutal lesson a man can learn, bar none. It is the worst. It is an emotional and a spiritual betrayal that will rip your heart out of you and at the same time tear your soul out. And it is my opinion that the worst pain a man can endure is emotional pain. Because if say you break your arm, all right, you go to the doctor, they put it in a cast, they tell you, yeah, you're not going to be able to use this arm for 6 to 8 weeks, it's going to hurt for a while, but it will heal. So you can actually, okay, this is going to be done in 2 or 3 months. I don't know, barring any infections or any horrible shit, it's going to be over in about 3 months. Emotional pain, there's no guarantee when this is going to end. None. All right, and at the end of the day, it's up to the individual who receives this type of emotional pain to get through it. And when it comes to the loss of children, I refer to this as the wound that never heals. I've literally talked to guys in their 70s who got divorced in their 20s, early 30s, lost their kids, and they are fucking just destroyed by it up until their fucking deathbed. You're going to have to accept the fact that, A, you meant nothing to her, all right? You are looked at as a walking wallet. From your letter, nobody's actually contacted you or wanted your input. And, you know, their mother drove you off. And I'm sure she painted all these horrible pictures in her kids' minds about you. And there's really nothing you could do about that, okay? I'm not here to lie to you. I'm just going to tell you the brutal truth. And it sounds to me like you've been driving your automobile of life trying to go forward while looking in the rearview mirror. Because every person, every man who's lost contact with his children has that hope in the background that there's going to be like this epiphany and everyone's going to say they're sorry and it's all going to be made up and it'll be fine. Dude, this is not a Hallmark movie. All right. More than likely, that's not going to happen. Maybe you'll get an apology when she's in her 30s or some shit like that. You know, I'm assuming she's probably in her, you know, early 20s, maybe late teens here. You're 42. So say, you know, 12 years from now, you'll be 54. All right. Now, you just got to keep this in the back of your mind. All right. If that were to happen, I'm sure that would be a very happy day for you, but you have to realize if they were able to cut you out of their life back in the day, they can do it again on a whim. And if that day ever comes, you're going to have to make the decision. Do I really want to risk any more pain and disappointment? Or should I just stay gone? You're 42, you got a whole bunch of life in front of you, okay? I mean, I wish I was 42 again. There's so much shit I would do. I'm almost 60, so that's just the way it rolls. All right, now in my opinion, and I've given the same advice to hundreds of guys, and men are really good at building walls. Watson, pay attention. In your mind, you are going to have to throw up a wall at some point. I mean, you pick 5 years from now, all right? Or say 50. If you haven't heard from them by the time you turn 50 or 48, you pick the number. You're going to have to put up an emotional wall. And unfortunately, they're on the wrong side of that wall. You need to get on with your life. There's no need pulling around these emotional anchors especially when, you know, you mean nothing to them. Now, I know it's easier said than done. I get it. You're not going to be able to do it all in one go. But you're slowly going to have to accept the fact that this is reality. And once you accept it, it gets a hell of a lot easier. Trust me. Oh, you know, I've talked to hundreds of guys in the past 20 years whose ex-wives have driven them off, done all kinds of horrible shit. And then later on will complain that he was never around. Like, I've literally been in the courtroom or in the halls outside the courtroom many times. And I heard these women complaining about how their father never comes around. And it's so hard. And they wish that they would have another parent to assist with the raising of these children. But they never take accountability for the fact that they'd use the system to drive the father off. So down the road, when these mothers see their sons and daughters go to prison, get killed, die of overdoses, live in the street, self-delete, you know, go nowhere with their lives, they are still going to blame the father because he wasn't there and never acknowledge the fact that they used the system to drive him off in the first place. So you need to remember this, Watson. I'm sorry that you received the wound that never heals. I really am, and I wish I could do something about this, but I don't have billions of dollars to go against the system. Because if I ever got my hands on a serious amount of fuck you money, I would destroy the system administratively. I truly would die trying. I would go to the other end to Valhalla without a fucking nickel in my pocket if I knew that that fight would ensure that the men behind me, they got a fair shake with their kids, and I would die happy, man.
Damn right!
All right, Watson, I hope this helped you out, and I'm sorry I stumbled reading it, but there's a lot of emotional pain in the letter, and it, you know, I have the same thing going on. Not as extreme yet, but I've accepted the fact that in reality, there's probably not going to be a happy ending for me, and that's just the way it is.
From the echo chambers where no one dares to speak, I bring my comedy to break the bleak, booze-fueled bits to expose the weak, leftist babies crying.